The crowd at Walsh headquarters was ecstatic. They chanted, "Marty, Marty," and pumped signs in the air that said, "Are you ready?" Meanwhile, the Irish pub anthem, "I'm Shipping Up to Boston," blared over the loudspeaker as Walsh took the stage to deliver his victory speech.
Thank you. Thank you. We did it. We did it.
Walsh's speech touched on themes of education, public safety, and economic inequality.
Yes, Boston is growing and attracting new people, but the high cost of living makes it hard for seniors and middle-class families to stay in the city they know and they love.
Walsh also spoke about his working-class roots.
I grew up in Dorchester in a house where my parents started the day at 5 a.m. My father went to work as a laborer, while my mother raised my brother and me.
He mentioned his struggles early in life, first with cancer and then with alcoholism.
Boston was there for me when I overcame cancer as a 7-year-old boy and a drinking problem as a young adult.
Throughout his campaign, Walsh has enjoyed strong union support. He worked as a union laborer before getting elected to the Massachusetts House of Representatives in 1997, and he stayed active in union affairs as a lawmaker. In the lead-up to the preliminary, legions of union members delivered flyers, made phone calls, and knocked on doors. Walsh had the largest field organization of any candidate, with more than 2,000 volunteers on the streets and 10 field offices across the city. Steve Tolman, the head of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO, says the unions rallied around Walsh.
Well, tonight's a night to celebrate. Tonight's a night to say thank you for everybody who did all their hard work. Tonight's a night to say, you know what, we got behind our candidate, we believed in him. Tonight's a night to say, yes, Marty, you're our guy going forward.
Walsh called Tuesday's vote a great start, but said there's still a lot of work ahead before the November 5th general election.
What makes this election so big and so important is because after 2 decades of Mayor Tom Menino, his trusted leadership, we are stepping into a new era. We recognize the next 20 years will be different from the last. New problems, new opportunities, and new challenges.
In the next 6 weeks, Walsh will work to broaden his support beyond his union base. He says he's keen to fight for his values of opportunity, equality, and community.
I am very optimistic about where our city's headed, but I want to make sure all of us get there together.
From the Walsh headquarters, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio. From the Walsh headquarters, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WCAI. I'm Sarah Birnbaum at the Walsh headquarters in Boston.